Welcome to the Sports Hero Rescue Visualization. Take a moment to just close your eyes and access the creative part of your mind. Now, this will happen easily and naturally. I'd like you to remember a time when you experienced one of the worst episodes that you've already described for me. A time that was particularly difficult. And as the memory of that time comes up, imagine yourself back there and relive it as fully as you can. See what you saw then, hear what you heard then, and feel what you felt then, until that old, uncomfortable feeling comes right up again. Imagine that you are right back in the thick of it. And notice, what does your body feel like when it's in the middle of this experience? What are you saying? What are you feeling? What are you thinking? Just be there right now. And let that feeling reach the peak of its intensity, the very worst moment, and be aware of exactly what it is like. And in the middle of this worst moment, when it feels the most difficult for you, you notice on the sidelines or the fringes that someone is coming to help you. A sporting great or a sporting hero of yours is coming to help you. And as you notice this person approach, you become aware that this is an amazing person who has infinite wisdom and experience and understanding to help you with this situation that you're now experiencing. And let the right person appear for you now. For this is someone that you know could really help you. So just imagine that you can freeze the game or the competition and put this moment on pause. And put the game on pause so that you can just walk over to the sidelines and greet this person. And this person asks you, are you having a tough day? And you tell them the truth and you explain to them how you feel, just how bad it is for you. And they understand and they know. And then they tell you that they would like to do an experiment. They would like to rewind time to just a few minutes before it all kicked off. And they would like to show you how they would handle the situation. So they tell you that they would like to borrow your body and that you can become invisible for a while. Then they suggest that they will go back into the match or back into the game or the competition in your body, in your clothes, looking just like you, and that they will show you how they will handle the situation. So here is one of your sporting heroes who is inside your body and you are an invisible observer, just watching as they walk back into that difficult situation. They rewind time, and you watch as that event plays out, and they handle the situation for you in your body and in your clothes. And you observe, and you notice how they handle it. You see what they do or what they don't do, and you hear what they say or what they don't say, and you also feel what they feel. And what do they look like in your body as they are in the middle of this situation? And because they are in your body, how does your body look different as they take control? How do they respond? Let them demonstrate to you how they deal with this challenge. Now really notice everything. Notice the way that they move. Notice the way that they talk or think. Notice the way that they look. Especially notice the way that they focus and where they put their attention and how they use their energy. Notice the way they start. Notice the way they perform, and notice the way that they finish. And then when it is done, they freeze time and freeze the frame, and they freeze the game, and they walk back over to the sidelines, and they give you back your body. And there you are, standing beside them. And before they leave, they reach into their pocket and they give you something. They give you a gift that is very significant and meaningful for what has just happened. And this gift is a clear symbol of just what you need to manage these kinds of difficult situations. And accept the gift, and see and know and picture or imagine or feel what it may be. And if you can't see it clearly, hold it up to the light and see it with your mind's eye. And just before they leave, they whisper into your ear a few words of final advice. Picture, sense, hear, or imagine what those words may be. And then they say goodbye, and you say goodbye. And you let yourself come back to the here and now. And you bring back your gift. And you bring back that advice, that wisdom, that knowledge, and that understanding that they shared with you. and spend a few moments to think about how you can use this gift, this knowledge, this wisdom, this understanding as you move forward. And then when you are ready, I want you to open your eyes and stretch as if you've had a nice, comfortable nap. And grab a pen and a piece of paper and write down the answers to these short questions. Who did you meet? What gift did they give you? How real were the uncomfortable feelings before your visitor arrived? What did you observe and learn as you watched that sporting great manage that situation for you? And how can you use this creative visualization experience as you move forward? And this is Susan Wallace saying goodbye and thank you for listening.